And finally, this hour, the latest in our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection. All summer long, we're talking with people about the music they heard growing up, one song introduced by a parent. And today we hear from mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele. Thiele's best known for his bands Punch Brothers and Nickel Creek. He's 31 now and has been playing music just about his entire life. He told us about a memory from when he was just 1 year old. He remembers listening to The Girl from Ipanema, the bossa nova classic with Stan Getz on saxophone and João Gilberto on guitar. He also does the vocals with his ex-wife, Astrid Gilberto.
It's my earliest musical memory. I remember the house on Nevada Street in Oceanside, California, is where that was happening. And I can remember sitting on the floor in a diaper listening to this song and feeling like it was being played fairly consistently. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que poema.
É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. No, wait, hang on. You're remembering a musical memory from when you were 1 year old? Is that possible?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I know that it was early because I could understand the Portuguese that João sings just as well as the English that Astrid sings. It wasn't that it was all gibberish. It was that I kind of felt like I was catching the meaning from both. And in my mind, it was my dad singing, and then my mom. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes,
each one she passes goes, ah. What do you think, 30 years later, if you can think back to being one, what do you think you were getting from this song at such an early age?
I just remember it being incredibly comforting to me then, and any time anyone would put music on, I was, from all reports, I just would turn into a different person, a person you know, far more easily dealt with. I was just a bundle of energy. I guess I still am. It was like I still feel like that song is just a warm bath of a recording, and even the way it's recorded, it's so full and round. You know, Getz, of course, was known for what a big, warm sound he'd pull out of a saxophone. But I do think it was formative for me, just in that music can express things abstractly. Like, it doesn't need language. And I've leaned towards that as a creator of music, a maker of music. I can remember feeling somewhat betrayed by the song's actual meaning when I was old enough to actually understand, or I'd heard enough English to where Astrid's part had a lot more meaning than João's.
Of this beautiful girl walking by.
Right, and that, whoever is observing her, what is it, she looks straight ahead, not at he. And so the poor fellow who's singing this song is, you know, it's an unrequited love or just admiring her from afar. And to me, they were far more united. Maybe it was just that I was telling the story of my childhood to that point. You know, just my mom and dad, they were in love and they loved me. And this song was on in the house all the time. And so maybe that's what it meant to me before I was old enough to actually understand the meaning of the song.
And the things are just a bit more complicated than that.
That's right, and that you can love people and they won't love you back, necessarily.
Or I'm not sure it's really love going on here, but some version of lust, for sure.
You can lust after someone and she won't lust after you back, necessarily. Right, right. It was a ways after that I started understanding that component of the song.
That's Chris Thiele recalling The Girl from Ipanema for our series Mom and Dad's Record Collection. And we're still collecting your stories about one song you learned about through your parents. Write to us at npr.org and please put parents' music in the subject line. And before we said goodbye to Chris Thiele, he pulled out his mandolin. Naturally, he brought it with him to the studio. And he couldn't resist trying to capture The Girl from Ipanema in his own style.
If there's any jazz musicians listening, they should just turn away. There it is.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.